This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have some breaking news. President Joe Biden is moving forward with executive orders on gun control, saying it is a public health crisis and declared that no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. So he has unveiled a series of executive orders designed to curb gun violence. He says gun violence in this country is an epidemic and it's an international embarrassment. He says nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. He said these are phony arguments. And this Biden had, I believe, promised that this was, quote, just a start. And so multiple people, obviously in the audience, this is a very, very controversial topic as, our Second Amendment protects us the right to bear arms, but throughout the Democratic primary and many other political stump speeches, there's been calls to remove guns. I don't know if it was Beto O'Rourke who talked about going to people's houses, having police go to people's houses to take away their guns. I'm like, which police officer is going to volunteer for that suicidal mission to go to a person's house saying, give me your guns? You need an army to do that. It's kind of an army similar to Nazi Germany. And no, nobody wants that. Maybe some people want the politicians, but I'm telling you right now that is not going to be welcomed very easily by people who have guns to protect themselves. You know, most people with guns, by the way, if I could say, you know, I have guns in the house. Most people that have guns or carry do so because of something that happened to them, happened to a family member, or they want to be able to protect their family. You have bad people out there. When you look at the psychology of gun ownership and the psychology of people who own guns, the majority are law-abiding citizens. They clean their gun, they go through the training. They properly store their weapon. The average person that is NRA or pro, being able to protect yourself, pro Second Amendment, they aren't the ones that are deciding to take, half a dozen weapons and shoot up a grocery store or a movie theater those aren't the ones. And unfortunately, those are the people that get targeted. Many of the people that get a hold of guns didn't legally get the guns. Adam Lanza did not have a gun registered to him when he shot up Sandy Hook Elementary. So I am for trying to prevent massacres, try to prevent mass shootings, try to prevent the bad people from getting the guns. But I am very for innocent people protecting themselves. I had somebody in my house that came into my house. I had the shotgun. Thank God I did. Who knows if I didn't. But I was able to cock it, tell the guy to get the heck out. I'm not going to say the exact words. And he left. What he was doing in my house at 2 in the morning, I don't know. The only reason why, excuse me, I was awake is I had been doing late night radio at the time. And I had a studio in my house, and I was working on podcasts at the time, and so I felt somebody, and then all of a sudden the alarm went off, so I was already mentally ready that somebody could have been in the house. Ran, got the gun, hubby was still asleep, dog was still asleep, stood in front of my kid's door, upstairs, and I told the guy to get out, and I could barely see his legs. Tall guy, but he left, got out, and I credit the gun to saving me and my family's life. My grandfather, he was in L.A., was working at a store. Somebody comes in, points a gun to his head to rob him. Now, that was in the 60s, and in the 60s, many robbers would not shoot you in the head. They would just take the money and leave. Now, it's a different story. You get shot even if you don't get, like that man in Pennsylvania walking his dog. But having, you know, grown up in families who basically witnessed and were a part of armed robberies or assault, I'm not even listing all the things my family has gone through. Yeah. I'm going to want to, I owe it to my family to protect them. If I was a kid and I was seeing and hearing all the things that happened around me, and my kids even ask me, they go, what do we do? You know, if you and Dad aren't here, what do we do? And, you know, we talk to them about where to get to safety, how to call 911, you know, how to, you know, protect yourself, lock the door, shut the lights, you know, use whatever you can, you need to protect yourself if you're being attacked. I mean, we all have that conversation. How many of you have daughters? And you've had to talk to them about what to do if they were getting raped. You know, it's not an easy conversation, but we all need to teach our kids how to feed themselves, how to take care of themselves, how to provide for their future families, and how to protect themselves. So what are some of the executive orders? Well, we don't have an outright list, but what we do have in terms of his speech is he is going to nominate gun control advocate David Chipman to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Department. They have not had, I don't believe, a permanent director in place since 2015. So Chipman is going to be nominated, and then if approved, he is going to then take over that department. The Justice Department, they said within 30 days, are going to issue a proposed rule to help stop the proliferation of, quote, ghost guns. So he states that criminals are buying kits containing nearly all the components and directions for finishing a firearm within as little as 30 minutes, and then using these firearms to commit crimes. When the firearms turn up at crime scenes, they can't be traced by law enforcement due to the lack of a serial number. The Justice Department will issue a proposed rule to help stop the proliferation of these firearms. So I agree criminals should not be able to, especially if they've done violent crimes, be able to access guns and redo a violent crime. However, if people will make their own weapon, whether it's a knife, whether it's using a car. Justice Department is also going to propose a rule to make clear what a device marketed as a stabilizing brace.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you, when you reach out, you don't like to... I get you're a little shy, or you're not on when I'm live. I'm live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. So I get it. I get that people are pretty, shy. But I get texts or messages on Facebook, messages on Twitter, and I try to answer all of them because it does get to be a lot. And I don't mind because I'll write you back at night or in the morning when I can. And a very common thread that I'm seeing, which we predicted, was people don't want to come back to work. They don't want to come back to work. And it was very interesting. So I'm going to add this to my Facebook Live. So on Facebook, there's a picture that's been floating around. It's a sign that a company had created saying, "We are short-staffed. Please be patient with the staff. that did show up. No one wants to work anymore. This facility, this business, actually made this sign because, and I've noticed this too, and we spoke about this, when I do go to a restaurant, if I go to a store, you're in lines, there's hardly any customer service, you don't see enough attendants or people to help, and you get frustrated. You got to tell yourself, all right, this might not be the employer's fault. If they can't get staff, or staff are calling out, or staff think they were exposed to COVID or something, you're going to have less staff. So this is very interesting. This company is called Catfish Cabin. My guess is it's a restaurant. And Catfish Cabin writes, I think I speak for every restaurant in our town. We are short-staffed. Our staff is working extra hours and doing their best. Please have patience with us. We are actively searching for great people to join our team, but they are extremely hard to find. People simply do not want to work. They may want a job, but they don't want to work. There's a big difference. That's what they write. So they said, we love our customers and are truly doing the best we can at this time. So this is something we predicted. I mean, I noticed after summer vacation in school, it was a little hard to get back into the swing of things, which is why I'm not a fan of 3 months summer vacation. I like year-round school because kids will learn. They might get a little burned out in the spring, and then all summer long, their minds turn to mush, and then they have to go back at school and come back full swing in September. I would almost rather you get a week vacation here and there or 2 week vacation here and there and then get back into the swing of things. So being away from school for a period of time, we see this in kids and it takes a while. Even Christmas break, I would see with students that after Christmas break, it took a while for them to get back into the swing of things. But what if you're off 12 months, 13 months? 14 months. You know, a restaurant owner I had spoken to the other day, he had said that his clients are getting poached by companies and restaurants on the strip because some of the employers are seeing that somebody out of work for a year is not going to produce or be as active or as effective a worker as somebody who might have maybe been working part-time. And so he had been telling me that he's noticing that because some of his staff have been working this whole time part-time, they've been poached by others because they're already working, as opposed to many people that were promised a job after the furloughs were going to get a job 15 months later. So I am just as guilty as anybody else of starting to kind of like, you know, the working from home, now getting to be around the kids, getting to be around the pets. It's so nice to be able to work with your pets. I love it. Remember for years I said bring your pets to work if you can. It really changes the day to be around the pets, to be able to talk to them. It just brightens your day. Well, now I get to be around my pets as much as I want to be. I mean, I take them to the studio, but then they do pee-pee. And I can't have that when I'm on air. And one of them, oh my gosh, one of them is really noisy when they potty. And I don't want anybody to think that's me. So that's why I don't bring my pets to the studio as much anymore. But this is really telling where they say, be patient with the staff that did show up. No one wants to work anymore. For a restaurant to go out on a limb and publish that, you know people are mad. And you know that they are reflecting what many people in the industry are feeling. Now, we are going to have some people accused of this that might not. You know, we're hearing this back and forth with the teachers unions. A lot of parents are thinking teachers don't want to go back to work. Now, so they're trying to milk this as long as they can. Other teachers are like, look, I care for an elderly parent. I really don't want to bring COVID back to them. So, no, I don't think it's safe for me to go back to work. So I think there are going to be some false accusations. But as an employer myself, I have seen that. I have seen where some people technically want the money coming in, but they don't want to put in the hard work. And being off work really makes it hard to go back. You know, it's interesting. I've had patients for years go into retirement, and many of them hate retirement so bad that they want to go back to the workforce, but they don't want to go back to work full time, part time. And then even with part time, it's the concept of having to clock in and clock out. You know, the longer I am doing what I'm doing, I never really had, maybe in the older days I had a job where I had to clock in and clock out, but I've really made my own hours. And when I make my own hours, I usually work more than I need to. I'll start seeing patients online at 6. I might see patients at 10, 11 o'clock at night. So, I mean, my work day extends throughout all my waking hours. If I have time to work, I'm going to work. If I don't, I'm not going to. But if I was told that I had to clock in at 8, right, leave at 5, I don't think I would be happy about it. And I think it's because we start to get spoiled. And COVID spoiled a lot of us. And there are people out there that want a job, they want to make the money. They just don't want to work. I speak a lot to a lot of young Gen Zs. The Gen Zs were born from 95 to 2010. And the Gen Zs are very honest. And the younger millennials also that were born before 95. And many of them will say, look, I know me. And I can't do 9 to 5. I need to be able to call out if I need to. I don't want to lose a job because I want to leave early. Now, if a boomer heard that, they'd be like, what the heck? That, you wake up in the morning, you do your job, you clock out, you cook dinner, or you spend time with the kids, and it happens all over again. That is your day. It's not like that anymore. The newer generation is, they want to be able to access their social media. They want to be able to text. If you tell a Gen Z they have to put away their phone, many of them won't do it. They won't take that job to be away from a phone where that's their communication, that's their entertainment, that's the way they connect. We have a whole new different landscape now when it comes to work. And people want to be able to take a break when they want to. They want to be able to make money when they want to, not make money when they don't. That's why Uber and Lyft grew to such phenomenal proportions, because somebody could work when they wanted to. And this idea of, all right, well, if I want to make more money, I'll just log on longer. But if I don't want to work, I can lock it down and then go and do my business. And so industries are going to have to then transform to figure out how they could appease and employ people who want to work in different ways. Some people just want to do spurts, do sprints. I'll sprint at work, but then I need to take a break. Or let me just work an hour or two. Yeah, I've had people call in and say, look, where can I get a job where I'm just working an hour or two a day? What type of jobs allow you to do that? I don't know, because if you have a restaurant and the restaurant is open 24 hours, like a Denny's, maybe that's why I'm seeing some Denny's close in my areas. Open 24 hours. If you don't have anybody that wants to be there 24 hours, you can't be open 24 hours. So the next question is, where's the incentives coming from? I mean, you think you would want a job because if you did work a night shift, you got paid more. But people are making more money on unemployment. So no wonder people don't want to go back. Now, the unemployment, that's supposed to sunset by September. I had hoped it would sunset in June and then allow for there to be a renewal if COVID came back. But right now that's still September. So I think we're going to see a lot of this over the coming months. 1-877-DR-NAPOLEON.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the atmosphere is reloading to drop damaging and dangerous storms from Texas to Georgia. This after severe weather drilled the plains and the Mississippi Valley this week. Storms including what meteorologists called preliminary tornadoes damaged homes in Louisiana yesterday. President Biden is signing executive actions aimed at new gun restrictions.
Taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment.
Biden also tapping a big gun control advocate to lead the ATF. David Chipman was a veteran at the ATF before joining a gun control group. Biden made the announcement during his Rose Garden event and called Chipman the right person at this important moment to lead the ATF. USA Radio News. Florida lawmakers are passing legislation to clean up a potentially toxic waste site near Tampa Bay. State senators on Wednesday passing an amendment that would allocate $3 million to clean up the Piney Point facility, which has been leaking wastewater from an old phosphate plant since last week. State of emergency was declared in Manatee County last week, and over 300 homes in the area were told to evacuate. Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. The Labor Department saying 744,000 people filed last week, which is 16,000 more than the previous week's report's revised figure. Analysts were predicting the number would be closer to 670,000. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the world's fifth largest country in the world is really struggling to control COVID. Brazil is having a tough time, especially with the Brazilian variant, the P1. And they're struggling with the type of virus that is affecting young people. There was a 28-year-old man, 25-year-old woman, died of the highly contagious Brazilian P1 variant. The health experts say the difference between what's happening now compared to a year ago is the people dying are younger. Infectious disease physician Dr. Rosana Richtman said it's very clear that the transmission is much, much higher. The age of the population that our parents are, that our patients are with the disease is they are younger, and they are younger with severe disease. Now, we are being told by ABC News that the healthcare system in Brazil is on the brink of collapse. Most ICUs are at or near capacity, leaving many to suffer on waiting lists. Life-saving medication and oxygen supplies are running dangerously low. Rickman says we don't have enough space, not enough beds, not enough oxygen, enough medications for all these people with this variant that is very, very fast in transmission. Now, this is reports coming from a couple days ago. The country had lost on one day 3,780 lives lost in a single day, more than 315,000 dead over the last year. Now, in Brazil, much of the blame is falling on President Jair Bolsonaro. He has criticized lockdowns, they say, denied science, and lashed out at leaders who defy him, they said. Like his former health minister, Luis Enrique Mandetta, who said the system is just collapsing, we have a health problem, we have a social problem, we have an economic problem with the way that he's dealing. And I'm very much against locking down complete countries and economy and making small, stores that have nothing to do with the coronavirus go under, and people dependent on the economy or dependent on the government over a virus that you really have trouble controlling. I mean, if you're doing a lockdown, and I've said this before, a lockdown, if God forbid we do have Ebola, you know, or we do have, you know, a worsening COVID crisis, means everybody's locked down. That there is nobody on the street. There is nobody on the highway. There is nobody in a grocery store. A true lockdown is where everybody is bunkering home. They have their food at home. They cook from there. They stay in their own little micro circle. There's nobody driving to the power company. There's nobody driving to the TV stations. There's nobody driving to school to do virtual school. During our lockdown in Nevada, I'm driving down the roads, and yes, there was less traffic, but I'm like, really, people? People were dressed up. They had their makeup on. There was people all over the place. And, well, we need to do more lockdowns. The lockdown wasn't a real lockdown. Not that I would ask for a real lockdown. But half the country was still at the grocery stores, at the, you know, I had to go to a Home Depot during the lockdown. I remember feeling guilty. I was like, okay, I'm leaving the house, right, to go into a store during the lockdown. I felt like I could get arrested. But there were people at the store. And I felt such a relief that I was able to get out of the house after a week or two. There's a store, the electricity is on. There's people working at the power company, the water company, the cable company. So when people say, you know, well, you know, that governor wasn't pro-lockdown, look at the states that had lockdowns. There was still spread of the virus because you still had people that had to go to work in the essential businesses. Only essential workers. Well, you know how many people claimed they, you know, had to go to the grocery store to get food? Or they had to do something essential. You know, so it wasn't a quote-unquote true lockdown. And then people say, well, gosh, you know, we needed to do more lockdowns. Or it didn't matter. If the virus is, if you're really trying to avoid the virus, then you have to, for weeks, have no human-to-human contact for this sucker to jump. Now, some of you might say, well, then let's do that. Let's be done. Let's do that. Well, you have to have a hospital. People getting sick, you have to have a hospital. And then those people that have to go to the hospital can be going in and out of the hospital and then going back and bringing it back to family. Or somebody that gets sick with something else is going to the hospital and then coming down with COVID. We saw a lot of those cases where COVID was so contagious that somebody going into the hospital for something else ended up getting COVID. And then those people going to the hospital, they need gas. If their car doesn't work, they need transportation. They might need to take a bus. Now, you need the bus system to work. They're going to need food. So they're going to have to go to the grocery store. They're going to have to go and get something to eat. They might need to get sanitary napkins. They might need to get, you know, they might have to stop and get some things on the way. So now stores have to be open. So, you know, if you're going to keep the hospitals open, which you need to do, you're going to need electricity. So that means somebody has to work at the power company. You also need IT people. You need, so there, then you start to argue, well, we need these people, and then, all right, well, everybody's back at work. So Brazil is blaming that they didn't lock down. Well, so 2% of their population is fully vaccinated. We're being told that about 25% of Americans are vaccinated. Luis Henrique Mandetta, former health minister, says Brazil has the logistical capacity to successfully distribute the vaccine on a large scale. They just don't have the vaccine. So what is happening in Brazil, how does that affect you or I? Well, it does have an impact because Chile has closed its borders to foreigners. Argentina has restricted flights to and from Brazil. Colombia has closed its border with Brazil earlier this year. Last week, President Iván Duque canceled a trip to meet Bolsonaro in Brazil. And there are other countries that are starting to protect themselves and close their borders. We're doing the opposite. Our borders are open. And yes, this Brazilian variant does, you know, concern me. But it's not the only variant out there that's causing surges. India has now had another 119,000 cases, another 700 deaths. Italy, another 17,000 cases, 487 deaths. And remember, they're on lockdown. Germany, another 13,000 cases, 152 deaths. Poland, really grappling with this, 27,000 new cases, 954 deaths. Iran, 22,000 cases. Ukraine, 19,000 cases. But I tell you guys, the metric I watch in America is our hospitalizations. And I'm telling you now, the hospitalizations are starting to creep a little back up. Remember a couple days ago we were at maybe, actually last week, we were at maybe 8,500 people in the hospital. Then it went up to 89. Now we're up at 9,057 in the hospital. We've had another 285 deaths recently. So things are starting to tick back up. A lot of concern over that report that came out of Michigan, where of the fully vaccinated population of, I forget, it was 17 million? There were 285 people with COVID, 11 had to be hospitalized, 3 dead of the fully vaccinated. So we will still see, even in vaccinated populations, an uptick, but we want to stave it off. Now, we want as less people as possible, obviously, getting sick, and we want our hospitals to be able to handle it. If I was Brazil, if I was, you know, our country now, I'd want to see more hospitals being built. I would want to see, and these are facilities that could be used not only as a hospital, but maybe as a school or as another facility during times when we don't have pandemics. But we should have facilities all over the country that we could immediately light switch, like a switch of a light, use for overflow so we don't have to close down the country again. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's very easy for me to sit here in my studio saying everybody screwed up, right? It's easy for me to say, then I do that. Y'all screwed up, right? We all screwed up. We suck. Very easy for me to say. And then I can move on. But I have said it multiple times in the respect of, let's start with Ebola. Right? Ebola has been around since the 70s. Zika's been around since the 40s, but Ebola was identified in the 70s. There's been multiple little outbreaks of Ebola. Not until we have the big one, where 11,000 people die in 2014 to 2016, do we have this mad rush to make a drug, ZMapp, and other drugs to fight Ebola. So, again, we're rushing to put our pants back on, to put our pants on, when our pants should have been on the whole time. Well, very similarly with SARS. We knew SARS was out there. We knew we've had this virus. Apparently this virus was in labs. Labs were studying the virus. Not until it becomes a pandemic do we have to rush and try to get a vaccine out within a year, and we're stumbling all over each other trying to make monoclonal antibodies and figure out how to fight it. And so what I've been saying for a while, and I think a lot of us are thinking that, is why can't we, if we know these viruses exist, why can't we have technology or treatments in the works, or at least have the blueprint, such that if any of them do come out, we can then already be halfway there? I get you can't already have medications in the works because it's expensive. You need a pharmaceutical company to raise their hand and say, yes, I'll take the loss. Nobody wants to make a medication that won't get sold. That's kind of what happened with Ebola. They were talking about making Ebola, a medicine for Ebola, but if nobody's going to buy it, if nobody's going to need it, then who's going to do the R&D and take the time, spend all that money and take the loss? And governments can't do that too. Money doesn't grow on trees. We can't just keep spending and spending. You know, I'm doing trillion-dollar packages. I mean, maybe we can. I don't know what happened miraculously with the Treasury this year. But for the most part, most governments don't want to be spending money figuring out which is the next, you know, virus that they're going to need a medication for, a monoclonal antibody for, or an mRNA vaccine for. Well, scientists, though, I think have learned their lesson and want to predict which one is going to be next. And they've developed this tool. I think it's called Spillover. They've developed this online tool that looks at the thousands upon thousands of different viruses that have been identified. And they use this tool to figure out which could be the next big one. Now, I think there's also something similar. If I were you all, I would just take a peek at everybody's lab. Right? There's not that many labs. Just take a peek at everybody's lab. The labs in China, the labs in Russia, the labs in North Korea. And just take a peek and go, guys, what viruses do you have there that you're studying? Right? Oh, really? Yeah, why are you studying the SARS virus? I mean, SARS was an issue back in 2003, 2004. You're studying it? Good. Are you doing anything to the virus? Are you tinkering around with it? No? All right, and then I would put that on the list, all right, because I would assume that any of these labs could have an accident or they could be doing something malicious. I still think it's an accident. Nobody has confirmed what it was, but I think what happened with the coronavirus was an accident that happened in the summer of 2019. That's just me. And then by the time it spread everywhere and got to the monstrous proportions that it did, we weren't notified till the end of the year. But that's just me. So scientists don't want to be caught with the pants down again. So they're looking for spillover risk. So there's about 250 viruses they're watching known to be zoonotic. And zoonotic mean they come from animals and can spill over into people, either using an intermediate host or being able to just jump. We were told when this whole pandemic started that humans got this from bats. Somebody ate bat soup. They got the virus from the bat soup, and then they coughed it on somebody. I just don't think it happened that way. Maybe there were some intermediate hosts. Do I believe SARS-CoV-2 did come from a bat at one point? Yeah. I mean, if they found it in bats, I'm going to believe them. But I think there might have been a little bit more to when it came to humans. So anyway, they are looking at the spillover potential. And they say there's an estimated 500,000 plus viruses that have this spillover potential where it just won't stay in that species. So scientists published a piece on the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they came up with a score where this tool looks at 32 risk factors associated with the virus and the host to figure out which of these could spill over. And they ranked 887 wildlife viruses based on their spillover risk. And the top 12 were ranked, and number one of these was Lassa. Lassa virus is another hemorrhagic fever. SARS-CoV-2 came in next. Well, they think it's going to spill over again or maybe reinfect us because of variants. And then Ebola came in third. I've been telling you guys, you know, I like the idea of us having I think COVID maybe was a dress rehearsal for Ebola. Ebola really scares me. I never thought we as America were ready for Ebola. Maybe now we will be ready if it comes to our country. I hope it never does. But Ebola's on the list as possibly being the next one to be our next pandemic. And so they have a list of these viruses. And interesting how Lassa and Ebola make the top three in terms of hemorrhagic viruses and abilities to cause pandemic potential. And maybe it's because these viruses are so deadly and so easily transmissible. I mean, Ebola, you try to wipe the sweat off of somebody's brow, you could get it. With Ebola, they're not in PPE. They're in full-on hazmat, you know, tents to try to not get Ebola. So when you have a virus that is that infectious, that can very easily latch on, it really does up its rank. Now, SARS, as we discuss what's going on in Brazil, Brazil is being overwhelmed. We're under the impression, you know, their ICUs are getting overwhelmed by the P1 variant. They say this P1 variant is more infectious than they've ever seen thus far with SARS, and it's infecting younger people. So the infectivity also counts, the environment, the, you know, some of these viruses, if they have plenty of hosts or if they have the humidity, if they have the weather, if they have the temperature, you know, it can all breed for something to be able to jump out. Now, do we know exactly what causes all these pandemics? You know, these viruses exist. Zika's been around since the 40s. There's been little smoldering outbreaks. Why all of a sudden did we have such a huge Zika outbreak in Brazil? Well, some people think it might have had to do with some of the GMO mosquitoes that were being made. Some just think it was just the right place at the right time. You know, you get a susceptible population that, you know, might not have had their immune system as strong as they needed to be, or the virus mutated to the point where it could infect others and then get into the fetus and then affect them, cause the microcephaly and that whole syndrome of neurological issues for the fetus. But, you know, Zika could have been even a more catastrophic pandemic, because if you remember, Zika was being transmitted not only person to person, like sexually, or mom to baby, but by mosquito. So you have mosquitoes out there that could bite somebody with Zika, travel to somebody else, and give them Zika. Now, whatever happened to Zika? Do we still have cases of Zika? Why isn't that a pandemic anymore? I mean, that just, it was hitting multiple countries, showing up in multiple states. So there is some unpredictability, but there is some predictability. So it looks like researchers are going to be on it. And they're still watching Lassa. They're watching a bunch of them, and there's a whole bunch of names. I'll probably post an article on this soon. 1-877-NOT-FOWN-NOT-BOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.